Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're stopping at 21 area hospitals today, and the sub count totals right around 5,000. So we're planning all the routes right now, and our goal is to have everything dropped off between essentially 11 and 1:30 today.
A lot of ways that businesses are helping, Jeff. Why did you take this particular route?
Well, a couple things. Number one, we know that particular group has been working their butt off and probably doesn't receive the recognition that they deserve during normal times. And we wanted to give back to that group. And at the same time, while we're dropping off, we're letting them know about our annual program through Glover's Heroes, which is providing work to nurses that need some home repairs and things done around the house if they're not in a situation where they can afford it or have the time to do it right now.
Yeah, can you expand on that idea as far as how they are helped by the group?
Yeah, sure. So basically, we raise money through the year through, you know, obviously charitable events, and of course our associates at the real estate company donate their commissions to this fund, so that way we can go out in the community and provide help to heroes that need some work done around their house. And we normally provide this for first responders and nurses, teachers, you know, classifications that we consider heroes. And we'd normally do this project in the summer, but we're moving it up, and we've opened it up to nurses only. And applications to people can nominate themselves, or they can nominate others at gloversheroes.org.
And I can see how this can be beneficial when you're talking about nurses especially. They're working crazy hours right now. They're on their feet all day. And when they get home, they are probably exhausted with a capital E, and probably working on the house and doing that renovation is probably the last thing on their mind.
That's right. That's why we want to get the word out about that program, as well as provide them a nice lunch on this beautiful Sunday.
There you go. Now, we talked about this in the past, Jeff Glover, but what about the real estate industry in Detroit? We're hearing all sorts of different things, anywhere from a 35% drop in home sales or even home sale prices. I mean, you are a lot closer to the local scene as anyone will be. Yeah. You just keep your finger on the pulse. What's the latest you're hearing on the real estate front as it pertains to Metro Detroit?
Well, to some degree, our hands as real estate agents are tied right now because we are not considered essential. And so, therefore, the only transactions, the majority of transactions that are still taking place are ones that were already under contract and or those that absolutely have to buy or absolutely have to sell. And in those cases, the showings and the appointments are being done through digital measures like FaceTime and Zoom and you know, virtual tours and so forth. We believe it, depending on how long this lasts, I mean, yeah, we could see a significant, even more than 35% drop in home sales, and especially in the month of April. That seems to be like it's going to be the hardest hit month for home sales.
And
it'll show up later in May, right? Because the deals go pending in April, they close in May. So actually, May numbers will look down as well.
Yeah, I know a pandemic's not on the real estate bingo card or really for any other business, to be sure, but do you foresee this as a situation where people are just going to wait till later in this year, perhaps, maybe late summer or fall, or do you think people are just say, you know what, we'll see you next spring?
Yeah, there's actually two things that we anticipate happening, and of course, I don't have a crystal ball, otherwise I'd have this thing all figured out. right now people are spending more time in their home, than they've ever spent. And things that they don't like about their house are being highlighted now more than ever. So we do think there's going to be a group of people that as soon as we get the all clear, say, you know what, it's time to upsize, or it's time to downsize, or it's time to, instead of remodeling the kitchen, let's just go get a house with a new kitchen. So there is going to be some of, you know, some of that to some degree, but there's also going to be the other group that says, you know what, we are not in a good financial position. If this happens again, I don't want to be put in this spot again. So let's save up money. Let's build our savings account up to X amount before we ever even consider moving out of this house. And that could take someone who was planning on buying or selling, now put them on the fence because they want to save up for something like this potentially in the future and don't want to be in this position again.
Very intriguing. Jeff Glover, Glover's Heroes, delivering 5,000 subs to nurses and first responders this morning. Jeff, again, thanks for all your hard work, and thanks for joining us this morning on WWJ.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.